Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and the radio audience. We're thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we studied on the program, or maybe you have a Bible subject, maybe a Bible question, and you'd like to submit it for us to study and examine on the program, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. This evening at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ, we meet at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. We'll have a Bible study period. We urge you to come and bring your Bible, because that's all that we will be studying is the Bible, God's Word. We have adult classes. We have classes for all ages. So bring your family and study God's Word with us. If it's at all impossible for you to come to the building, you can, at 7 o'clock, log on to eastabbotville.org/live, and you can see and hear the Bible study that's being conducted in the adult class. So keep this in mind, please. We urge you to take advantage of these opportunities. In the introduction to the book of Proverbs, Solomon uses several words that have a similar meaning, each having to do with wisdom. Let's read from chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, verses 2, 3, and 4. Proverbs chapter 1. He says, "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion." Let's look at these words. Wisdom, certainly that's the ability to apply knowledge or experience to a given set of circumstances in order to bring about the best end for everybody that's concerned. It's really the main point of the book of Proverbs. It's the underlying principle in which all that is being taught in Proverbs. Then there's that word perceive. It's from a Latin word, and it originally meant to seize, S-E-I-Z-E. And it's kin to wisdom, in that one who has it is usually a wise person, either from being taught or from experience. Then there's that word that we read in these verses, understanding. Understanding is kin to both wisdom and perception, at least in concept. It literally means to have insight into a matter, to comprehend. And so that would be a word that would be equivalent to understanding. So it means to look into something and see. And then the words, we didn't read verse 5, so let's go ahead and read Proverbs 1, verse 5. "A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." The word that's translated with our English words, wise counsel, has an interesting history. It's a Hebrew word for ropes, R-O-P-E-S. as a man of the sea knows the ropes, even so a wise man knows which strings to pull. And it obviously has to do with wise choices. And the other words that we read, justice, equity, and judgment, each of those have something to do with wisdom in their own way. I want us now to turn to the 10th chapter of Proverbs and examine verses 12 through 17. And let's see the words that we've just discussed and notice how that wisdom is being encouraged in every one of these things. Verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. You know, anger and hatred agitate. Love, on the other hand, seeks peace. The wise man is not going to very long tolerate anger of any sort, much less outright hatred or even disdain. His intentions is never into the direction of condemnation, but of justification. The direction he takes on any matter will be declared with love, the kind that makes choices tending toward reconciliation and not separation. Verse 13, Proverbs 1. Wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding, but a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. You see, here, a wise man will always try to understand before he makes any kind of choice. See, understanding is actually what stands under a matter. It is that which forms a basis for good decisions. And so it's the ability to grasp the meaning of a situation. And it blots out bother, it stops trouble ahead of time. It makes solutions to problems possible. But also this verse talks about ignorance, devoid of understanding. See, that, on the other hand, is a harsh taskmaker. As the verse says, it takes a rod to the back. So what that does, it causes not only discomfort, but it sometimes causes intense pain. And certainly, it confuses and complicates situations. It causes stupid choices. It brings brainless decisions. And it causes those who are the holders of, or the, those that are devoid of understanding, it causes them continual amounts of trouble. Then verse 14 of Proverbs 1. Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. So see, the encouragement here is simple, but it's powerful. It simply advises that one stores up the good stuff. To store up knowledge is to make a foundation for making wise choices, no matter what the situation. This kind of storage, it's not going to spoil. It's ready for use at any time, and it's ready for any situation. Let's notice the connection that is made here with the mouth. See, wisdom is never more obvious than in the mouth of a good man. See, few things are more beautiful or wiser than a few well-chosen words. But on the other hand, few things condemn a person quicker than things that have been poorly said. Now let's read verse 15 of Proverbs 1. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. See, how wise it is to use what we have with care and with consideration. Nobody ever said that money was not important, only that it is necessary that it be well used. It can strengthen a man's opportunities. It can fortify his efforts. It can bring glory to God when it's used wisely. And like a strong city, as this verse mentions, it makes for peace and stability. But on the other hand, poverty is hard. There's an old saying that goes like this: poverty is no disgrace, but it has no honor either. See, society actually rejects the poor, and that's a sad commentary for the age that we live in. It's never been, and really that's how always the case as it is, the way it's been. Solomon knew it early on. It should be remembered, too, that in many instances, poverty is the result of laziness. Now let's look at verse 16, Proverbs chapter 1. The labor of the righteous leads to life, the wages of the wicked to sin. You know, it's foolish to work for foolish things, things that have no lasting value, things that have no permanency. But how very sad that that's exactly what most people do. A wise man will work for right things. He'll give his attention to the things that matter, both here and in the hereafter. See, a wise man recognizes the value of a righteous life. A wise man will recognize that the righteous life is a value that can't come when one foolishly chooses the way of the world. I read somewhere that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Oh yes, that's in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, isn't it? You see, the sort of wisdom that's spent on wickedness is badly misspent. But a life that's dedicated to mere enjoyment and pleasure is a foolish, is an unprofitable enterprise. But on the other hand, a life that is spent in service to God is undeniably wise. See, it not only provides a calm and a settled mind here, but a joyful expectation of eternal life. Eternal life that is so beautiful that it cannot be described. So, to go back to Proverbs 1 that we begin our study, verse 2 beginning, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain under wise counsels. Friends, we appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.